It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're tracking the lives and views of Latinos in America this week. A new survey finds Latinos feel they're doing well or getting there. Large numbers say they've achieved the American dream or are on their way. Among Latinos, no group may have achieved the American dream quite so fully as Cuban Americans. Surveys show they graduate from college at greater rates and have higher levels of home ownership than most other Latino groups. But there's some trouble here. Many Cuban Americans feel the American dream is becoming more difficult to attain, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Flores Delia Martinez is 24, a second-generation Cuban American. She's looked for work ever since graduating from high school more than 5 years ago without success.
I would fill out application upon application, trying to find a job, and no one ever called back.
Martinez says her parents arrived in Miami from Cuba at a time when the economy was booming. Her father in the 1960s, her mother a little later. For them, she says, finding work was easier.
Oh, yeah. My mom was working ever since she was like 14.
Martinez is discouraged about her finances, and a new survey shows among Cuban Americans she has lots of company. A poll conducted by NPR, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and the Harvard School of Public Health finds that 45% of Cuban Americans say their finances are not so good or poor. They see themselves as financially troubled at rates higher than any other Latinos. Robert Blinden with the Harvard School of Public Health says that was unexpected.
And not only are they more likely, Latinos as a whole, to see themselves financially troubled, they are more so than other Latinos, if they're employed or have an employed family member, to be worried about losing a job in the next year.
Blinden suspects one reason for the economic worries among Cuban Americans is where they live. It's been more than 50 years now since the Cuban Revolution that prompted tens of thousands of Cubans to begin fleeing their homeland. Most arrived in Miami. Today, more than half of the nation's Cuban Americans live in Miami-Dade County. For years now, Miami's unemployment rate has been above the national average. Many homeowners still owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. Nicholas Hane is a young Cuban-American, just 22, who took part in the poll. He's discouraged about his financial outlook and also that of his parents.
My dad is the only one that has a steady job, and even he, between the 2003-2004, he was completely unemployed, you know, and he couldn't find a job. My mom has not been able to find a steady job, and neither have I. So it's been tough.
The financial uncertainty and job worries of Cuban Americans has a lot to do with their concentration in an area still struggling to recover. But Guillermo Grenier, a sociologist at Florida International University in Miami, believes it reveals something else about Cuban Americans. Their demographics are changing. The wave of Cubans who arrived here in the early 1960s, he says, came as Miami was just beginning to transform from a small southern city into an international metropolis.
They've benefited from the growth. Cubans are the Brahmins of this community in many ways.
But that earlier generation now is becoming outnumbered by Cubans who've arrived more recently. In the last decade, as Grenier points out, more than 300,000 Cubans arrived in the U.S.
The Cubans arriving now are way poorer. They get hired at minimum wage jobs. They get very few benefits. And their English is not great.
It's a combination of factors, a slowly recovering South Florida economy, and changing demographics that are making Cuban Americans more like other Latino groups in the U.S. For a young person like Nicholas Hane, who's graduating from college with a BA later this year, what he's finding is not what he feels he was promised.
The American dream, at least for Cuban Americans of my generation, it just doesn't seem like it's even plausible anymore. Like, it's very hard just to not get an anxiety attack from thinking about the future and thinking about, like, oh, am I able to have this nice house and all these other things?
Researchers say data shows today that Cuban Americans do better economically if they leave Miami. Hane's taken the advice to heart. After graduation, he says he's not even looking for work in Miami. His most recent interview was for a job in Japan. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.